Let's see, we're up to the Gemara in Ksubis, Talmud Bavli, Daf Yud Beis on the base. The Gemara has a whole discussion about Bori Vishema. Just as Shabbos, there was a guest speaker who spoke about Bori Vishema. Okay. So what's the din? There's a chiddush that there exists such a thing as an emonis of Tainas Bori. I would have thought, I claim that you owe me $1,000. How can you take my word for anything? If you bring outside witnesses, that's a different story. Adam have namonis. I would have thought that the baldin, the people involved, I say you want me money and you deny it. So I would say I have no namonis. You have no namonis. Nobody has namonis. Only outsiders. So the Gemara says no. There's such a thing as namonis baldin etanasai. There are different degrees of namonis. Adam has namonis to the extent of a chi of shvut. Two Adam have namonis. If two Adam are mazim, the first two Adam. So the second two Adam have more namonis than the first Adam. And if it's Eid Echad Nem and Bisurim, so the Gemara says, Haloch Acharov Deis. When it's in Hilchas Eidus, we have a Klal Trei Kameya. The Mishnah says, in Makkis, in the first parak, the Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yumas Ameis, Imis Kayem, So Eidus Pishnayim, Vilam Parloch Hakosa Bishlosha. Why does it say Shnayim or Shlosha Eidim? So the Mishnah gives different drushes, and one of the drushes is to teach you the din of Trei Kameya. That there's no more nemonis to three than to two. If you have 100 Eidim, say one way, and 2 Eidim say faker, it's a trei kemeya. So trei kemeya, that's only when you need hilchas Eidus. When it's mamonis and the fashas, a dovish b'yervo, then you say trei kemeya. If you're talking about Eid Echad, then it's surim, and 100 Eidim say one way, and 5 Eidim say the other way, so you don't say trei kemeya. Whenever Eid Echad is nemon, so haloch acharov deis, that's how the Gemara says. So the different degrees of nemonis. So the Gemara is assuming a chiddush that there's such a thing as namonis baldim etaynasai. If I say you want me $1,000, I have a degree of namonis. I would have said they have no namonis at all. I'm the neger b'dov. Of course I say you want me money. So the Gemara is mechadish number one. There's such a thing as namonis baldim etaynasai. Not that it's going to win the whole entire right away. Let's say bari or bari. Bari, bari, for sure I don't. I say you want me $1,000. You say you don't owe me $1,000. So I don't win. I don't win. You don't even have to swear a shvua min haTorah. With the Rabbanim, Bizman Ha'amaroim Ha'achreinim, they invented the Shvuos Esses. The Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, Ve'ho'idna, Bizman Hazeh, when they were editing the Talmud Bavli, they said, Ve'ho'idna, Bizman Hazeh, we have a Shvuos Esses. The Tosfos shows from the Gemara, Shvuos Esses was invented in the days of the later Amaroim. It didn't exist in the days of the early Amaroim, it didn't exist Bizman HaMishnah. Tosfos is in disagreement with Rashi. Rashi and Shvuos interprets Pshat and the Mishnah, that the Mishnah has already incorporated a Shvuos Esses. The Tosfos says it can't be. Shvuos Esses didn't even exist in the days of the first generations of Amoraim. It was introduced later. So if you have Bari or Bari, for sure I'm not going to win. But I do have, to a certain extent, I have Namonis Baldim et Tainosim, and I claim that you owe me money. How did the Gemara know that? That there's such a thing as Namonis Baldim et Tainosim, that he has a degree of Namonis. Not necessarily going to win the whole entire. How do you know he has an emunah? So they knew it from the parsha of Moedim and Mitzas. I say you want me $1,000, you're Moedim $500, and you kai for the other. So the Torah says you have to swear. Asher yomi ki hu zeh v'loi zeh, ad hu elekim yobad v'ashneim. It means a shvuas hadayon. He has to swear the bezin. So why do you have to swear a shvua de'araisa? You admit that you owe me $500. So pay me the $500 that you admit, and the other $500 that you deny. So you won't pay. Why do you have to swear? The answer is because I claim that you owe me $1,000 and you're made of a mikzas. So your hadas baldin gives a little more support to my claim. My claim was $1,000. I have no monies to a certain extent. I'm not going to win the dintura. But if you are made a part of it, so that gives support. So the little that monies that I had on the claim, the $1,000, now it becomes even stronger. So the Gemara understood from the Chumash that there's an institution of the Manas Baldim Tanas. Otherwise, it's not Mistaba. Why should there be a Shvua Deraisa of Moedim and Mikzas? So now the Gemara has a Machlek, a big Machlek Samro. It's a din of Bari Vishema. I say you want me $1,000, and you say you don't remember. Maybe yes, maybe no. You remember we were talking about the possibility of a loan. You don't remember Lamaisa, whether he actually borrowed the money or not. So Bori Vishema is a machlekes. So there were Amoraim who were of the opinion that Bori Vishema, Bori Odif, even Lohoitzi Mammon from the Muchzuk. Why is that so? We paskin not so. Bori Vishema la Bori Odif Lohoitzi. So why was there such a shita that Bori Vishema, Bori Odif? So Taisus and this big Taisus, Manali Biyotcho, no, was it Ravuna? Dibra Masa, Ravuna Rab Yuda. So Taisus has two opinions. As you proceed into the lower part of the Taisus, the wider lines, Taisus has two opinions. One opinion is that Bori Bishama Bori Yadav, that's the whole story. The Taveya says, you owe me, I say you owe me $1,000, I have a certain degree of namanis. So if you deny it, Bori, you say it's not true, you never borrowed the money, or you say Paraiti paid it up. So just like I have namanis, you have the same namanis, you certainly, if I'm the Taveya, I have namanis. So the Muksak certainly has namanis. So it's my word against you, like trade. So you don't have to pay. But if I have namanis, I say Bori, you say you don't remember, it could be yeah, could be no, and you're not contradicting me. So I have namanis, and you didn't contradict me, so it remains Bori Vishema, Bori Yadav Lahaitzi. That's one opinion in Taisus. Then Taisus thinks that the first opinion of Taisus, that it can't be. Nobody ever said Bori Vishema, Bori Yadav Lahaitzi. Even the two Amoraim who say Chayev, Rab Yehuda, Ami Chayev, they didn't mean Bori Vishema, that's the whole story. They meant Bori Vishema, where it's a Bori Tov and a Shema Garua. What do you mean a Bori Tov and a Shema Garua? I say, I lent you $1,000, and you would know whether you borrowed money or not. Not that I said that I lent you, you sent the Shliach, and you don't know whether the Shliach ever borrowed the money. I say, I lent you the money in person. And you say you don't remember. So it's really Havel Elameda. So when I advanced my Tainus Bari, I thought that you would remember the case. It's not like a case, like Tosin says, the case in Bava Kamma is the Nizik, I have a dead cow, and I claim and I say I was on the farm, and your cow came and he killed my cow, and you weren't there. So that's a Bari Garuan Hashem Atov. The Nitva wasn't there. So he says, I don't know. Of course he doesn't know. He wasn't there. And the Taveya knows that he wasn't there. So I can make up any Bava Maisa I want. I say, your shor killed my shor. I was on the farm. Your shor killed my shor. You weren't there. So it's a Bari Garu and a Shema Tov, because the one who advances the Tainus Bari knows that the other guy doesn't know anything about it. The other guy says, Shema, could be. I don't know. I wasn't there. So if it's a Bari Garu and a Shema Tov, Taisus suggested the first day in Taisus that even the first time Araim, Rav Huneb, Rav Yudeb would never say Bori Vishema, Bori Yadav. It's not Bori Yadav alone. It's Betziruf. You need Bori Vishema, Betziruf, something else. What's Betziruf? Why does it make it better if it's Havel Elameida? Why is it better if it's a Bori Tov and a Shema Garua? So the Ravid also agrees. Rav doesn't talk about Bori Vishema. He talks about Mitoch Shani Yochel Lishov Mishal. We'll get to that soon. So the Ravid, when he quotes this concept from Taisus, a Bori Tov and a Shema Garua and a Bori Garua and a Shema Tov, he talks about Havel Elameda. So he says, if it's a situation where the Nitvash was involved, I claim you were there. You should remember. You say I don't remember. So it appears as if Irumi Komar. One gets the impression as if I say, I lent you the money, I lent you $1,000. Don't you remember? You say, well, you remember we were talking about, you don't remember if I actually lent you the money. At the end of the day, you don't remember. How can a person not remember? You should know whether you owe him the $1,000 or not. So whenever it's Havel Elameida, and he says, Eini Yodea, Shema, so then the Ravid writes a lashon, it's Irumi Kamarim. One gets the impression as if you're telling a lie. The fact that I have a Bori Tov, you have a Shema Garua, seems to be a Ruba Dalesa Kamon that I'm telling the truth. So, but Roiv alone is not enough to be Moitzi Mammon from a Muchzak. That was Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Baba Basa Daf Sadiq Beis. But the Hoch B'Mammon Racha HaRoiv, Ein Hoch B'Mammon Racha Roiv. So we Paskin, Zek La Gadol B'Torah, even Roiv is no good Lahotzi Mammon from a Muchzak. So these two Mandomim, Rav Hunev, Rav Yehuda, say, if you have a Bori Vishema, a Bitsiruf, a Ruba Dalesa Kamon, then you can be Maitzi Mamon. Why is that? So that's what we had, the Taisvis. In the beginning of the second parak had such a notion, Taisvis Shonim, on the bottom of the page on Tazayin Amaral. So the Taisvis Shonim says, But even though rov alone is not enough to be moitzi mamon, a girl is getting divorced, and they don't have the ksuba, the document that the chosen gave her under the chuppah when they got married 25 years ago. And we don't, nobody remembers whether she was a psula or a bula. So the girl said, the girl claims, when you married me, I was a psula and the ksuba should be masai. And he claims not so. The ksuba was mana. She was already a grusha or an almana. So rov girls who are getting married, rov nashim psulas nisos. Most of the girls, at least bismana tanoi, most of the girls are getting married for the first time. They were psulas, they're not getting married for the second time. And the chazaka is that she's a psula, because when she was born till the age of 3, she was a psula. She wasn't nivola. Even if she was nivola, it's not called a b'ula. So Tosfos says, if you have a right with a chazaka, then it's good to be moitzi mamon. So we explain the hesber. You like it, you don't like it. Okay, so I thought it's a reasonable hesber. I said that Moshe Mordechai Farbstein told me, I said this shir in his kol 35 years ago, and he didn't like it then, and still doesn't like it now. Okay. I don't have a better pshat. I don't know. So I thought that Ein Hochem Imam and Achar Haroiv is a schus that the Nitva has in the Din Torah, that you can't be Moit Mammon from him based on a roi. You can only use that schus once in any given Din Torah. So once he used up that schus that I can't be Moit to the Mammon from him based on a roi, now I say, I want to be Moit to the Mammon based on Chazokah. So Chazokah alone is, you can't be Moit to the Mammon based on Chazokah. Chazaka kamaisa, status quo. Chazaka is good in Isa v'Heter, but Chazaka is no good in Mammon to be Moitz Mammon because of the Xeris HaKosuf, HaMoitz Machaber Olav Harai. But you can't use the same schus of HaMoitz Machaber Olav Harai. You can't use it twice in the same Din Torah. So whenever there are two strikes against them, whenever there are two reasons why the Taveya should win, one is Raiv, one is Chazaka, so the Muchzuk uses his schus of HaMoitz Machaber Olav Harai on against one of the bases why the Taveh wants to be Moitzei Imam, but he can't use the same schus twice, and that's why he loses over there. So I thought that's the pshat over here also, that Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri, Bari B'Shema, Bari Yodif, because the way this pshat in Tosis is, Bari B'Shema is, if it's a Bari Tov and a Shema Garua, so the Bari B'Shema is Betzira Faruba Deleisa Kamon, because the fact that it's a Havala Lameida, it looks like Irumi Kamarim. One gets the impression as if the fellow says, I don't remember, he looks like he's telling a lie. And the one who says, what do you mean? But I lent you the money. You don't remember. It looks, under these circumstances, it looks like the Taveh is telling the truth and the Nitva is telling the lie. So you have a Rubit, the Lesa Kamon, to be Moitzin Imam. And then you have also a Nemanis Baldimitanasa Bari. Tainis Bari has Nemanis. Tainis Nemanis Baldimitanasa has Nemanis. But it's not good enough to be Moitzin Imam from a Mukhsa because of this Chus. Of HaMoetz Mechavei Olav Harai. So if you have a tziruf of two together, Nemanis Baldi Metanase, plus Aruba Deleisa Kamon, then you might say the mom. And we don't accept that lalacha. Why not? That's the question. We do hold from the tziruf of two factors. Whenever you have a Rav and a Chazaka, you are might say the mom. So how come over here? Why is it that we don't accept this tziruf? Maybe because Nemanis Baldi Metanase has a little Nemanis, but it's a not that much namanis bichlal that it should be moitzi mamon from a muchzak. I don't know. Somehow the tziruf, we don't accept the tziruf. But then the Gemara says over here, what's the reason for, we paskan like Rabbi Gamliel. The Mishnah has a case, the couple had eris, and then at the end of the year they have nisuin, and then the husband tainis pesach pasuach matzasi, and it was kosov laksuba, let's say. Kosov laksuba, he gave her a ksuba when they had the erison. And then she claims, Misheristani nanasti v'nestachva sadeu. She says that she's nenso after the erison. She wasn't a bu'ula at the time of the erison. Time of the erison, he was take. He gave her a ksuba of masayim. Kosol ksuba, he gave her a ksuba of masayim. She said she was nenso in the course of the last year. So it's not her fault, so she shouldn't lose the ksuba. And he says, I don't know, maybe she was a bula from before. Loiki means loikach, ela achalai rastach, vay mikri mekach tos. He says that it was kitcha b'cheskos psula b'nimtzus b'ula. So she's not, he doesn't know. Maybe she's not entitled to anything. So the Gemara says, Shmuel comments over here, aloha ki Rabbi Gamliel. Shmuel didn't really comment. Shmuel commented on the next Mishnah, This is one Mishnah, then the top of Yud Gimel Aleph is another Mishnah, then the bottom of Yud Gimel Aleph there's another two Mishnayos. So Shmuel said on the last two cases, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, the last two cases, Halacha Kerabim Gamliel. There we're talking that the Isha is Nemenis. There we're not talking about Dini Mominis there. We're talking about whether the Vlad is a Sufik Mamzer, whether she has a Dini Nivel or Apostle or Psalm. So Shmuel says over there that she is Nemenis. So the Gemara want to know, would Shmuel say that even become Isa on the first two Mishnahs, Aleph and Beis, are only on Gimel and Dal? Aleph and Beis, Rabbi Gamliel says the wife is Nemenis, Lhotzi Momen, and the husband is Dach the Muchzak over here. And the wife is Nemenis. Aboy Rishem Alahotzi, the wife is Nemenis over here. That's a bigger Chiddush than the last two Mishnahs, Gimel and Dalet. Gimel and Dalet, you're talking about Sofik Mamza. Sofik Mamza is an issue, the Rabbanon. The Vlad is not a Vare Mamza. We don't know with whom she was Hoysam Uberis. We don't know who made her pregnant. A single girl is pregnant. We don't know whether it's the Vlad from a Mamza or a Kosh, or she's Nivel al Apostle of Psala. So she's Kshera. If it's a suffering Nivel al Apostle of Psala, you assume Becheskas Heter. She, for the first 19 years of her life, she wasn't Asura le Kuhuna. Now we have a suffering. Was she Nivel al Apostle of Psala? So she's Shtel of Chazoka. So my loss of Yuchsin, you shouldn't shtel of Chazok. Maybe there's a Chumra. So there Rabbi Gamliel says, Nemenis. Okay. So we understand Rabbi Gamliel said Nemenis. But then the Gemara says, the later Amoraim say, Shmuel said, Afilu Bekamaisa. Not only does Shmuel say Alochik Rabbi Gamliel and Mishnais Gimel and Dalet, but we're talking about Isa the Heter, Mamzeris and Nivel al Apostolo, he would say it even Halochik Rabbi Gamliel Mishnah Aleph and Beis also where Yemotzi Mamet. So the Gemara says, Neymo, should I say that Shmuel, who says Halacha Kirabi Gamliel, thinks that Bori Vishema Bori Yodif, even Lahoitzi, Bori Vishema Bori Yodif. Shmuel seems to be like Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, that Bori Vishema Bori Yodif. Tosis had a problem over here because the way the main Shita in the Tosis was, Tosis said, Inami Yeshlama, maybe it's not so, they're not sure. But the main sheet in Tosis was that even Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say Bor Visham Bor Yodif is only Betzirah of Havel Alameda, Irumi Kamarim, has to be a Tzirah. Just Bor Visham alone is not good. And what's over here? Here it's a Bori Garua and a Shema Tov. The husband doesn't know how she was Nivola. The husband doesn't know anything about the case. And she knows the husband doesn't know. She knows what the truth is. She knows the husband has no idea when she was Nivola. So Tosis says on their pshat, how can we say the Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda only say Bori Vishem or Bori Yodif if it's a case of Havelah Lameida, so you have a tziruf of the two factors together? But the Gemara says in our case, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda would say Bori Vishem or Bori Yodif, but over here there is no tziruf of Havelah Lameida. If it's Loi Havelah Lameida. So Tosis says, Elachanami, the Gemara could have said, Vili Tamech, Gemara could have asked Akash. And then Tosis says, Inami Yeshlam, and maybe it's not so. Maybe Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda say Bori Vishem and Bori Yodif even without the tziruf of Havelah Lameida. So Tosis is mesuper. They have the 2 days in the Tosis.
It's like the case with the Shor.
Yeah, the case in the Shor, the Nizik says, I was there, you weren't there, so you don't know anything about it. So that case, Tosis says, that would be Lola days. Bori Vishem would not be Bori Yodif Lloyds. So why should Agi Morris say this case is Bori Vishem and Bori Yodif? It should be exactly the same, right? So that's why, so Tosis says, Anach HaNami, the Gemara could have said, V'li Taimech. The Gemara could have slugged it up. But what did the Gemara goes, works with this. The Gemara never mentioned V'li Taimech. The Gemara assumed that it is equal. So that's what Tosis says. Inami Yeshlem, and maybe really hold up, Bori Vishem, Bori Yodif, without a tziruf of Havla Limeida. Yeah. Anyway, we paskin Bori Vishem, love Bori Yodif Lahoitzi, and the only reason why Halacha Rabbi Gamliel and our Mishnah is because you have a tziruf of something else. What is the something else that it's a tziruf of? So the Gemara has two suggestions on the bottom of Yud Beis and the Beis. One suggestion was that it's a tziruf together with a migu. Here she says, Misherastani nanasti. She didn't have to say Misherastani. She could have said Mukazaitzani. Misherastani nanasti is a very embarrassing story that she was dense and she didn't tell her husband a word about it. And no one knew about it. There's no report. There's no police report. She didn't accuse anybody of anything. It's a strange thing. So she has a migu over here that she could have said Mukha Saitzani. And if she would have said Mukha Saitzani, what would the din have been? What would the din have been? She's going to get Masayim. No, that's the That's the next Mishnah. Is a machlokes Rameh and Chachamim. How much does a mukas eitz get? So Rameh holds a mukas eitz like a bageretz ksubosam asayin. We pass in ksubosam mana. So how do you have over here a migul? If she would have said mukas eitz ani, she would only get mana. She wouldn't get masayim. But now that she tainis ben sheres tainin and asti, she wants the full masayim. So what kind of a migul is it? So Rashi asked that kasha. No, she says I was a mukasetz before, let's say.
That's not a good migul. The migul should be later, so you married me, I was not a mukasetz.
Oh, she can say mukasetz after? Okay, she can say mukasetz after, so she's entitled to all. Okay.
Okay. That's a parallel case.
Yeah. I don't know, but Rashi asks over here. And if she says mukasetz, who says that she's the man is over there? It's still Bari Vishema. It's still Bar Vishema. She claims I was a Mukasetz Tachtecha and I'm entitled to everything. Is it still Bar Vishema La Bar Yarif Lahitzi? So what do you mean a Migul? Migul means what is Migul all about? Migul is like this. I say you owe me I lent you $100. So if you're Kaifer Hakol, Minatar, you don't have to swear it. It's only Shua Sessas, you have to swear Midirabbanan. Bizman Ha Amarayim Hachreinim, they introduced the Shua Sessas Midirabbanan. So, what's called Tainus Kofar HaKol? So the Gemara in Shavuah says Kofar HaKol means you say Loi Lavisi or you say Paraiti. What if you don't say Loi Lavisi or Paraiti? You say yes, you borrowed $100 and you didn't pay it back and you're not going to pay him back because this Chayavdali Kenegdon. I was driving and I smashed into your glass vase and I broke it and it sells for $100. So I owe you $100, you owe me $100. It's Chayavdali Kenegdon. So the Gemara says that your neman, I say you owe me $100, I lent you the money. You don't say lo labisi, you don't say paraiti. You say nischayav to lekenegd, and it's a wash. Since I also owe you $100, you owe me, so no one has to pay anything to anybody. So the Gemara says you only neman with that with a migul. Why isn't that kofar hakol? Kofar hakol is if you say you don't owe me a penny. So what's the difference whether you say lo labisi, or you say paraiti, or you say nischayav to lekenegd? So the Gemara never explains what it is. So the Ran on the Rif explains in Shavuos, what do you need the whole institution of Migu for? So he says, the din min ha-Torah that a kofar hakol is nema, b'li Shavua, is only if he advances the most elementary tainas p'tur, the most direct tainas p'tur. I say, I lent you $100, you never paid back. You say, not true, loyla visi, or you say, paraita, you did pay back. So that's called kofar hakol. But if you admit everything that I said, you borrowed $100 and you didn't pay it back. However, you don't have to pay me because my dog ate up $100 worth of your dog biscuits, and I'm chayav to pay you $100, so it's a wash. I owe you, you owe me, so it's a wash. So that's not the most direct tainas p'tur. So you're only nemu to say nischayav to likenegdon with a migu. If you would have had them honest to say lo lavisi aparaiti, so therefore any other taina on the same amount of money that you advance, you have them honest on that too. That's a din of migu. Yeah, but over here, if she would have said mukaseitzane, she would also not be nemenis. It's bari v'shem lahotzi. Bari v'shem, the Gemara is saying bari v'shem is no good lahotzi. So we're just like if she says Mesheres Tanin and Asti, she shouldn't be Nemenis because Bari Vishem is no good Lahotzi. So if she says Mukasei Tani is also Bari Vishem or Lahotzi, should not be Neman. So what do you mean she has a Migul? So that's what Rashi explains over here. Rashi and Tosis and Bob Metzia talks about it. Rashi calls it Migul de Tani Ma'al Yisa. It's in brackets in Rashi. The Rashi on Daf Yud Beis on the base. They have it in brackets. This is a different kind of a Migul. A normal migul in all of Shas is, normal migul in Shavuos, but all the Gemaras are migul. Normal migul is, I say, I lent you $100, and you say, Lalavisi, a paraiti, that would have been, Kofar Hakol, you say, Nischayavta li kenegdon, or you say, Machalto. You say, true, you borrowed $100 and you never paid it back, and I couldn't pay it back because I was Meichel. That's not such a, that's what the Ran on the Rif calls Reya Tainasi. It's a little bit of a Reyesit. It's a little bit missing here. The most direct tainus p'tur would have been lo lavisi aparaiti. That's kofar hakol. If it's a reya tainus, if it's a little bit strange, I'm not rolling in dough that I should be moichel $100. A mechila is not such a common thing that people are mechal money. I lent you money and then you paid back. You're going to say, I was mechal you the money. So since it's rei tainasei, so it's not neman. It's not recognized as a tainas kofar hakol. We have a list of tainas that the nitva can advance that we call kofar hakol. That's only the most direct tainas p'tur, the most elementary, the most direct tainas p'tur. But if it's going to say nischayavta liken egdon or machalto, that's only neman b'toris migun. And Migul means if you would have advanced the other Tani, would have been believed, believe Shvua, so believe him now also. But over here, the Gemara says, Bari Vishem Allah Bari Adif Lahoitzi. So it doesn't matter whether she says, Misheris Tani Nanasti, or she says, Mukaseitz, Naseitzin Mukaseitz Tachtecha. Whatever she's going to say, it's a Bari Vishem, she's not in a menace. What kind of a Migul is it? So Rashi says, no, it's a different kind of Migul. A Migul, the Tani Ma'al Yisrael. Means it's a psychological hechocha that she's telling the truth. If she's telling a lie, she would have said a nicer lie. Why should she say Misheres Tani Nanasti? That's a very uncomfortable lie. She could have said Mukaseitz Naseisi Mukaseitz after the Erisin. So the fact that she says an embarrassing, she advances an embarrassing taina in a situation where she could have said a much nicer taina Naseisi Mukaseitz. That itself is a chokha that she's telling the truth. So this is a new kind of a migra. This is not the normal migra. Normal migra means you have the manas valdim and tainosa on this amount of money. Since you could have said loilavis, you could have said paraiti, so on that amount of money, whatever other tainas p'tu you advance, you would be neman. This is a different kind of a migra. So Tosfos and Bava Metzia in the first perek interprets Gemara is there based on this assumption, like Rashi, they quote this Gemara. They're assuming, they call it migra the tiny malisa. It's not a regular migul. The Ramban there rejects the whole thing. He says, true, the Gemara had for a fleeting moment, the Gemara had a havamina to say that to such an institution of a migul the tainim al yiseh. But he says, once you get to the next perek, you see it's already not true. The first half and the second perek, the Gemara talks about our Mishnah on Yud Beis on the base. Well, you don't have to go to the next perek. You get to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara comments, this is Mishnah, this is the first Mishnah. We have Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezar, Mim Na'amenes, Rabbi Shura says, Lemipi on Echayim, and the Hamoitz Mechavel Arai. So the first Mishnah is here, Yud Beis on the base, the second Mishnah is Yud Gim Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara says, in Yud Beis on the base, Halachik Rabbi Gamliel. Why? What is Bari B'Shema Bari Yodif Lahaitzi? The Gemara says, no. Over here, it's a Tzir of Bari B'Shema. It's a tziruf of Bori Vishema, but tziruf what? The second suggestion was, the first suggestion was Migu. Second, Atkam Kam Rabbi Gamliel, Hukma Chazoka, Yishtal of Chazoka, that she wasn't Nivola all along, so you assume that. She wasn't a Ba'ula before. She was Nivola after the Erisin. So the Gemara points out that in the next Mishnah, there is no Migul. Because she Tainas Mukaseitz. The Taina that she says Mukaseitz. So there is no less embarrassing Taina that she can say. So there you don't have a Migul. So what's the reason for Rabbi Gamliel? And you don't want to say, Bari B'Shem Bari Yadif Lahoitzi. Because the Gemara says on the top line, we pass on like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Bari B'Shem Allah, Bari Arif Lahoitzi. Ubeho, in the Ar Mishnah, is in the end of the first Perek in Ksubis, even on the first two cases. Not only on the last two cases, we're talking about Isa Veheti, talking about Safik Mamza on the Vlad, and Safik Nivul Al-Pasulo on the woman herself. Aloha Krab Gamliel Afilu Bekam Maisa. So how can it be? But Aloha Krab Nachman we paskin Bori B'Shem Allah Bori Yadif Lahoitzi. So the Gemara says it must be that the reason for Rabbi Gamliel is that you have a tziruf. It's Bori B'Shem a tziruf something else. So what is the tziruf of the something else? So on Yud Beis and Beis and the Mishnah, the Gemara has two suggestions. Either tziruf of Bori B'Shem or tziruf Migu the Tani Ma'isa, or Bori B'Shem a tziruf Chazaka. When you get to the Mishnah, you Gim Laman Aleph, there is no Migul. There it's only Chazoka. So that's what the Ramban says. This Migul was a fleeting moment of a Havamina. And you'd base on the base, and there are two Lashonis. Once you get to Yigim Lamed Aleph, you can't explain the Mishnah Yigim Lamed Aleph based on the Tzirif HaBari Shemer B'Tzirif Migu. There is no Migu. That's the most comfortable Taina she can advance. There is no better Taina. So it must be that it's B'Tzirif Chazakeh. Then you get to the beginning of the second paragraph. So the Gemara doesn't mention a word about this Migu. Ramban says it's only one place in Shas, and it's two Lushanis in the Gemara, and the truth of the matter is that it doesn't exist. Ramban says that Migu is only a din of the Manus Baldimit Tainosa. If he would have advanced the other Taina of Loilavisi, or Paraiti, would have been believed. That's the Manus of Kaifer HaKol. How do you know Kaifer HaKol is believed? So Tosfos writes in the beginning about Metziah Dav Gimel. The Pasuk says, Ashiyame Kihuzeh, Kihuzeh Veloizeh, that if your motive be mixes, then Adhu Elokim Yobad Varshneim. Then you need a Shvur Deraisa. But if it would have not been Kihuzeh Veloizeh, it would have been Kaifer HaKol, then the Mashmos of the Pasuk is that no Shvur Deraisa. There's no Shvur Deraisa. So that's Kemata Mefurisha Pasuk. From the Diuk of the Pasuk, that Kaifer HaKol is Nemon, Beli Shvur. So the Ramban says the only institution of Migu is if he could have been a Kofer HaKol on this amount of money. So then the Ktzai says it must be a Pasuk. He says it doesn't know where the Pasuk is. So any other Taina that he advances on that amount of money will also be Nemon b'Migu that he could have advanced the other Taina. And then we said that Tosis later in the Mesichta shows from Gemaras that Migu l'mafreyalei, I mean, Migu is only good. Let's say this started in her. I say, I lent you $1,000, you never paid back the money. You say, you agree that you borrowed the money and you didn't pay back money and you want a break, you didn't have breakfast yet, and you're going to have breakfast. After breakfast, you'll explain to the Bezdin why you potter. So after breakfast, you come and you say, Nischayafta li kenegdon. So Tosfos says they have rice from the Gemara, that's Migul Mafreya la Aminon. At the time that you advance the time in this chayavta li kenegdon, you can no longer, you will leave to say, lo lavisi aparaiti. You already said at the beginning of the din Torah, lavisi veloi paraiti, and there's a different reason why I'm potter. So say the reason. So I'll tell you the reason later. So Tosfos says, Migul Mafreya la Aminon. He's only Nemon with an amanus of Migul if he says the Turk de Dibur. He says, lavisi veloi paraiti, avon is chayavta li kenegdon. So it says the Turk de Dibur, then it's Migul. But if he's going to have a long pause in between, then that's Migul Mafreya, Lo Yaminon, is not them.
Where do we know that from? Is that just a psychological thing? You give him too much time to think about it?
No. There's no Migul. The Migul is you have the manas on the other Taina because you could have advanced this Taina. Now you couldn't advance the other Taina. By the time the guy says, Machalta, okay. He already admitted 15 minutes ago that Loi Lavisi Veloi Paraiti. So if he says right away, Lavisa Viloy Paraiti, Abba Machalta O Nischayaftali Kenegdon, so he has the Migu now. He could have said Loy Lavisi. And instead he says Lavisi Vinischayafta Viloy Paraiti Nischayaftali Kenegdon. So now he has Migu. But if he says he has a pause and then later he advances the Taina, so Hotanishke Migu, the Migu is not there. The Ktzai says it must be that Migu is a Pasuk. It's not a Svara at all, not Mistab at all. The Ramban says that there's no such thing as Migu de Tani Ma'is. It was just a fleeting Havamin over here, and it's rejected Lamaskona.
Rashi says it in other places?
Tosfos has it in the beginning above Metzia. Tosfos interprets a whole section in the Gemara based on this assumption that there is such a thing as a Migu de Tani Ma'is, and they quote our Gemara. Our Gemara says Migu de Tani Ma'is, and the Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos, says there is no such thing. Tosfos has a famous idea in different Mesichtas. The Gemara says that Eidim Zaymimim is a Chiddush, that we believe the second Kat or Amazim, the first Kat. Why is it a Chiddush? Chiddush means Dabar Seisos HaKlal. It's an exception to the rule. The rule is Trey Yutrey. If two Eidim say one way, two Eidim say Faker. You don't know who's telling the truth, so it's a Safek. Here, two Eidim give testimony. The other two Eidim say, Yamanu Ha'isim and Makam Blani, you weren't there, so you don't know what you're talking about. So the Gemara says every case of Hazam is really a Chiddush that we believe the second pair as opposed to the first pair. So Tosfos has a Kasha in different Mesichtas. They talk about this Kasha. Why is it such a Chiddush that the second pair is believed? If the second pair would have said the first pair, Aganvin, if Paslina Begazlanusa, then it wouldn't be Trey Trey. The second pair of Eidim say about the first two that they're gangsters, that they're not Shomer Shabbos, they're not religious, and they're postulators. So you can't say it's trade. The first two say it's not true. We are Shomer Shabbos. You're not Neman on yourself. The second cut say that you're mechalel Shabbos, that you're ganavim, so then amonim, and you yourself have no amonis on yourself. So Tosfos says, so why is it a chiddush that the mezimim, whoever comes second, is believed when they contradict the first ones? They always have a migu. They could have passed them a boy. They could have passed them a gazlanus. So the Ramban says, what do you mean migu? In the amonis of Edim, there's no din of migu and Edim. And the migu is only din the amonis baldim etainosai. When the baldim tainis, I say, I lent you the money. You say, lo labisi aparaiti, that's kofer hakol. So not only are you neman to advance the most elementary tainis, the most direct tainis p'tur, if you say, mechalton, is chayavta likenegdan, that's also a din of migu. What do you mean? Edim, the second cut should be more nemanim than the first cut, because if you boy, they could have passed them a gazlan usa. There is no din of migu in nemanis edim. The Edim is a din of Trey Kameya. There's no such din of Migul. Migul is only unique, only specifically in the Parsha of the Manas al the Metainosa. I, but Tosfos says, Migul the Tainim Alisa, it should be an umdina that he's telling the truth, because if he wants to tell a lie, could have said a better lie. He says, he doesn't agree with that, Tosfos. He says, that was a hava mina, you base on a base, never appears anywhere else in Shas, and such a Migul doesn't exist. The Ramban holds Migul is only the Manas al the Metainosa.
Suppose the amount
is very small, then it makes sense the person says, I can lend you a quarter. Uh-huh. I said, listen, I don't remember. Maybe, it could be. It could be that if the amounts are smaller, maybe Machalta would be Koif Hakel also. Machalta on $1,000 is a tiny ray. Maybe Machalta on a nickel is not a tiny ray. Okay. Could be that the amount of money plays a role. Yeah.
Could that advance the claim for him that would have gotten him off the hook?
No, even if he says Machalta, he's not Neman. So what does it help that Bezdin should say Machalta?
No,
the nitva is only off the hook if he's kofer hakol. Kofer hakol means he says la levisi aparaiti.
Alright, so it's based in advancing that claim for him. When he says machalta, it's based in basically viewing it, advancing the claim for him that he said kofer hakol.
Advancing which tain on his behalf? Machalta?
No. Either
the ninth. La levisi. He says not true. He says right away, la levisi veloi paraiti. But I'm not going to pay it back because machalta. So Bezdin can't advance a claim of loy lavisi. He said beferish lavisi veloy paraiti. You can't say taininon if it contradicts what the baldin himself says. No, taininon is usually when the baldin is a gaba la bar taina. By yisaimim and lekuchas, they weren't involved in a dinter. They don't know what to say. So the pasuk says psach pichelo ilim. Pasuk says in Mishle psach pichelo ilim. Help out the man who doesn't have the ability to talk on his own. Here the guy did talk. He says, Lavisi veloi paraiti. So he can't say, Taininan that loy lova. He said himself not so. There's no Taininan here.
You see, by Migaloitzi, the Ramban says, you do say Migaloitzi, don't you see from there? He holds of Migal the Tana Malik. Because if it's just an amount of spoken in the Tana, so it's not enough to be Mozi Mamun.
Why not?
If
Tosfos holds Migal Lahoitzi is no good. Ramban holds Migal Lahoitzi is good. What's it? Why Rov is no good Lahoitzi Mama? Why does it make it better if it's a Rov?
Because it's the mouse, but then with the Asa, it's not enough to be
Lahoitzi Mama. Ramban holds that it is good. If he has a Migal Lahoitzi, it is good. What's it? We don't pass like that, Ramban. We pass like Tosfos. Migal Lahoitzi is no good. Yeah. I mentioned before that the Ravid also speaks of this concept that Tosfos brings up here, but not in the context of the way Tosfos quotes it. Tosfos says this, Bori Tov in the Shema Garua, Bori Garua v'Shema Tov, within the Shita of Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, whose Shita is rejected. So the Ravid in the Hasok is not going to talk about Rav Huna, that we don't accept their opinion. Tosfos says the Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda only said, Bori v'Shema Bori Yodiv, if it's Betzir, if it's a Bori Tov and a Shema Garua. So that's because it's Havla Lameda, so it's a Rumi Kamar. The Rabbi writes it within a different context, within the context of mitoch shani yochad yishav v'mishalem. That's the bottom. Tosis quotes that. So Tosis has this klal, and the Ravid agrees with the Tosis that the only time we apply that rule mitoch shani yochal. What's a case of mitoch shani yochad yishav v'mishalem? What's an example of such a case? I say, I lent you $100, and you say, you admit that you borrowed, you remember borrowing $50? Chamshin yedayna v'chamshin lo yedayna. You remember clearly borrowing $50 and that you're going to pay. You admit that you owe $50. V'chamshin lo yedayna. The remaining $50, I don't remember for sure. I remember we were discussing the possibility that I should lend you $50 or $100, and at the end of the day, you don't remember whether you actually lent me the 50 or the 100. So he says, Bari b'shem ala bari yad lohitzi. He says, 50 I do remember, and regarding the other 50, it's a bari b'shem. I claim I lent you the feirish 100, you didn't pay back anything, so you owe me the other 50. You say, lo yadayna, shema. So bari b'shem ala bari. So it should boil down to a case of a moedim and mixes. Moedim and mixes should swear a shvuah deraisa. But there is no such thing as a shvuah deraisa any odeya. A shvuah deraisa has to be mevar what the facts of the case are. So you're just going to swear. I swear that I don't remember. I'm not sure. And because I'm not sure whether it's only 50 or 100, therefore, bari v'shem olah bari yaref lahoitzi. So there is no such shvuah deraisa. So the Gemara says, he's any ochel yishava. He can't swear. He doesn't have to swear that I owe you $50. He admits that he owes him the $50. He's going to pay. The $50 that he admits that he owes, he's going to pay. He can't swear, I don't owe you the remaining $50 because the din is bari v'shema, la bari yaref lahoitzi, and I don't remember. So that's what the Gemara assumed. No such thing as a shvuah deraisa. I don't remember. I'm not sure if I owe you the money. So there's a machlokes there at the end of shvuah between Rabbi Seinu Shebe Bovel and Rabbi Seinu Shebe Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Seinu Shebe Bovel are Rabbi Shmuel. They both say there ain't no such din as mitoch sheni yochel yishav v'mishalem, and we don't pass on like that. We pass on like Rabbi Seinu Shebe Eretz Yisrael. We pass on like Rabbaba. That's called Nascha de Rabbaba. That's a famous case. Nascha de Rabbaba. The din is mitoch sheni yochel yishav v'mishalem. So what does that mean? So the Ravid says like Tosfos. Tosfos pushes it into the Gemara. It doesn't really say beferish in the Gemara. The Ravid and Tosfos hold the only time you say mitoch sheni yochel yishav v'mishalem is if it's in a case where it's Havel Alameda. The fellow says, Eini Yadeya, Chamshin Lo Yadayna. It's a case where it's really Havel Alameda. He really should have known whether he owes me only 50 or he owes me a full $100. So the Ravid explains it. So since it's Havel Alameda, and he says, I don't remember, so it looks to the best as if Irumi Kamar, it looks as if the Taveya is telling the truth, it looks as if the nitva is telling a lie. So you have a roiv supporting the taveya. So the roiv is good lahotzi mamon from the muchzik. I ain't hochem a mamon achar a roiv. The roiv is no good lahotzi mamon from the muchzik. The answer is, if you're mechuyev a shvua, kolzman you didn't swear, you lost your mechzokas on the money. When you have money in your pocket, and I want to be mechzokas the mamon based on a roiv, based on a chazoka, based on a bari v'shem, based on a svek sveke, so all of these are no good. You have xeris akosav, Hamotzi machavera, all of haraya, you need haraya with a hey hayidia. Haraya, haraya alimta. So rov is not enough to be motzi mamon. It's fake sveka is not enough. And chazok is not enough. And migu is not enough. Migu lahotzi, all these things are not enough to be motzi mamon from a muksa. But if you're mechuyev b'shvua, and you calls man you don't swear, so you lose. That's Rababa says like that. That's learned that from a pasuk. Rababa learns that from a pasuk. And Tosfos shows from the Gemara it would appear when the Gemara quotes Rabbi Nascha de Rababa, the Gemara says it has to be a svara. It can't be just a chok. It has to be a pesasvara. So what's the svara over here? So Rababa apparently thinks whenever you're mechuyev to swear a shvuah deraisa, shvuah de rabbanon, not necessarily so. Tosfos says you don't say mitoch sheni yochel yishav v'mishalem. It was only a shvuah de rabbanon. If it's a shvuah deraisa. So if you're holding on to money, you're muchzuk, then I the situation turns out to be such you're mechuyev to swear. So because man you don't swear, you don't have the schus to be considered a muchzuk on your money. If you're not a muchzuk, then roiv is good lahotzi. Roiv is only no good lahotzi mamon from a muchzuk. That's called lahotzi. But if the money is in your pocket, al pidin, you're not called a muchzuk, then roiv is good. So that's what the Shita said. That's why the Rabbi quotes it Halacha Lemaisa. He doesn't quote the whole Marocha that Tosfos says, and even Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda never said Bori B'Shema, Bori Odif Lahoitzi, only in the case when it's a Bori Tov and a Shema Garua because the Havala Lameda. That's not relevant in Halacha. We don't pass on like Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. But he quotes the second half of what Tosfos said. This idea of Havala Lameda is relevant even according to Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, who say Bori B'Shema La Bori Odif Lahoitzi. It's relevant when it gets to the dinner mitoch shani ochal yishav mishalom, and that's really Tosfos in the beginning of Bav Metzia has another opinion that it's not so. Tosfos says we have a din. I come to Pliny and I say, "You owe me $100,000," and he says, "What are you talking about? I owe you $25, not $100,000. It might have been mitzvahs, a small mitzvahs." And he happens to be a choshed al hashvur. He happens to be a gangster. So the Mishnah said, the Gemara in Bav Metzia quotes a Mishnah from Shavuos, that since he's choshed al hashvur, he can't swear. He's a gangster, he's a ganav. So we can't administer a shvur to him. But I can't be mitzi the moment just like this. So the Gemara is, shikneg den nishba benaitel. Since the nitva is really mechuyev shvua deraisa, he might have been mixed, but he can't swear because of chshal al shvua. So they made a takana de rabbanon, let the taveya swear that he owes me not just $25, admit he owes me the full $100,000, and if I'll swear, then I'll be mighty mama. So Tosfos asked the kashya, that's only takana de rabbanon. Shekineg the nishba benaitel. Min haTorah, there's no such thing as a nishba benaitel. There's only nishba beniftar. So they made a takana de rabbanon. So Tosfos asks, why don't you leave it on the din deraisa mitoch shani yochel yishav mishalem? Why don't you say the gangster who is might have been mitzvah that he has to swear, he can't swear, and yochel yishav so mishalem, so let him pay. So here for the rishonim answer, mitoch shani yochel yishav mishalem only applies if it's havel lemeida irumi kamarim. Here you don't have anything like that. Based on what grounds are you going to collect the money? And Tosfos there, Bav Metzia doesn't answer like that. Tosfos says, min haTorah, you would say mitoch shani yochel yishav mishalem. It's only takana de rabbanon. Lo shapkes chay l'chol ha'gazlonim. Anyone who's a gangster, so people, honest people, will come up to him, and they'll exaggerate. They'll lend him $10, and then they'll come the next day and say, "I lent you $10,000." I said, "What are you talking about? You lent me $10." Ah, might have been mixas, and he has to swear, and he can't swear because he's a gangster. He's a gangster yadua. So we'll, everyone will empty out all the money. So you have to have rachmanis and the gazlonim also. L'shavkes chay l'chol b'erim. So Tosfos says only takana de rabbanon. And other rishonim say, what takana de rabbanon? Mitoch sheni yochel. There is no such din mitoch sheni yochel yishav v'mishalem. The din is mitoch sheni yochel yishav. A kol zman, you don't swear. You're not called a muchzuk on the moment. If you're not called a muchzuk, then roiv would be good. L'hotzi moment for the muchzuk. So if it's havel el meidan, it looks like a rumi kamarim. That's a rov. So the rov is enough to be mitzi moment. But if you have no rov, you don't say mitoch sheni yochel yishav v'mishalem. That din is missing a line. Mitoch sheni yochel yishava, he forfeits his status of muchzok, and once you're not a muchzok, then it's not lahotzi, so then raiv would be good. Yeah. So that's where the Ravid quotes this concept of the Havala Lameid and son with respect to the klal of Mitoch sheni yochel yishava mishalem. They didn't hold like Rababa, right? So the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Seinu Sheberetz Yisrael. We paskin like Nascha de Rabbi. Yeah.
I mean, it's not shocking.
Shavuos Heses, you do have Aneni Odeya. Shavuos Heses, you do have. Yeah. But here it's Mechuyev Shavuot Deraisa, and he can't swear because he says Aneni Odeya. Chamshen Lo Yadainim. So that's we paskin like Rabbi that there is a din and Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalem.
So if the
Ravid
is using Tosfos' Sfara, then why doesn't Tosfos use his own Sfara right there?
Where?
In the case that we said about the gangster.
Yeah, that's a different Mesichtas, a different Tosfos. Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Tosfos here, has that idea that you only apply Mitoch Shani Yochel Yishav Mishalem if it's Havala Lameda. Tosfos in Bava Metzia doesn't hold like that. Different Bali HaTosfos. Machlokes is different Bali HaTosfos, yeah.
Isn't the case in this that
That what? I don't understand.
He's not just talking about a case where the guy said.
The Gemara applies the din of Naschar Ababa to the. I didn't say over the case of Naschar Ababa. There was a Naschar, there was a solid bar of silver. But the Gemara applies the din of Naschar Ababa to that case. Cham Shein Dana, Cham Shein Lai Dana. You didn't say Mitel Shein Yachav Yishav Mishav.
Right, so in that case, you have to come on to that they made a Tachana. Because they're the God fund. It's not a Tzvar that. So it goes to the guy gets, since he can't take the shua, the other guy gets it, right? So
right.
We didn't apply chashal, we didn't apply that derabana there. Right? The derabana, the chashal shua, the other person needs to take a shua.
Right.
So doesn't that support the not Tosus' answer? Tosus said, even though you have a under deraisa, it should be like chashal l'mechiyavua, but with, for derabana, we imposed, Take Shua Nishba Benot, doesn't that case sound more like the other answer of the Darabana, that's the reason why it's not Shaft to talk about making the other, it's not, I'm just wondering, how come in that case we didn't make the guy take Shua, the Nishba, since he's Chashid, why didn't we have the Darabana there, and the guy was trying to take.
I don't know if he's called a Choshen or the... Choshed Alashua means I know from the past that he has a criminal record. And I haven't been convinced that he was crazy for Chua. But in the case of Naschar Ababa, the aid, I say, the guy stole a bar of silver from me. Give me back my bar of silver. And the Derechid says, I was watching, he stole a bar of silver. The Derechid says, 100%, I stole a bar of silver and I'm not going to give it back because Didi Chatfi, he stole it from me yesterday. So according to the Erechod, Erechod didn't see what happened yesterday. Erechod just saw what happened today. So the said, I don't think you called the fellow a choshel al hashvua. How do you say he's a choshel al hashvua? He can't swear. There's no. The only time you swear is lahakchesh eso eid. You're going to contradict the eid. The Erechod says, to me it appeared that he stole the bar of silver. Because when I came on the scene today, I wasn't here yesterday. Erech says, I came on the scene today. Chazok ha-kamash tachziyad mehare yisholoi. This guy, this balabas had this bar of silver in his house. And the other guy came in and he walked off with it. So to me, it looked like he's a ganav. So the other guy, to lahakresh esoeid, will be if he'll deny, I didn't steal the bar of silver. But he says, I did steal the bar of silver because I'm stealing it back. So that you can't administer such a shvua. You can only minister a shvua if he's going to be makrish what the aid says. Here he's just makrish the assumption of the aid. Chazaka mashtach zad mehariyah shalai. So there's no shvua deraisa there. So that's not shekinek the choshed al shvua. The fellow doesn't swear by Naschar Ababa, not because he's a choshed. He's not a choshed. He said, I stole back my own. He doesn't have a police record from the past. He doesn't have a criminal record from the past. Whenever you have a case, how do you ever administer any shvua? The guy may be telling a lie now. You don't say he's choshed ala gezel. We assume when it comes to the shvua, he's going to tell the truth. He's not, even if he's choshed ala gezel, choshed ala mamon, he's not choshed ala shvua. He'll be nimnam ala hishaveh ala sheker. But Naschar Ababa, we don't let him swear because it's not being makhish the eid echad. That's why, not because he's choshed ala shvua.
How do we explain the other sheet of places on the fate even Havalil Amidah, you still say,
yeah, Tosis says that's the nature of a chiyuv shvua. Either you swear or you pay. So since he can't swear, some yikra in their eyes, he has to pay. And this Tosis and the Raiva, they say no. Mitel shen yochad yishava, the psak will be mishalim, but it's not. You have a whole missing paragraph. Mitel shen yochad yishava. Whenever he doesn't swear, he forfeits his chus to be a muchzak. It's not called a muchzak. Is that a muchzok? So then roiv is good, because the only reason my roiv is not good is lahotzi. Raiv is no good lahotzi mamon from a muchzak. But if the fellow is holding on to the mamon doesn't have the status of a muchzak, then raiv is good and dini mamon is.
Could it be by eilecha? Chiyuv by eilecha might be different because they're the chiyuv mamon, so even they're even lahava lulameida, you'd still be chai. Even if you say by mudu mitzvahs, it has to be a dafka. If hava lulameida, but by eilecha, even if it's lahava lulameida, because there the eilecha is a chiyuv mamon, unless he takes a shuv. You can't take a shuv for whatever reason.
I don't think so. We don't distinguish between eilecha and shuvas. Might even make sense. Even when there's no Eidechot. When it says, Cham Sheidana, Cham Sheidana, it's also Nascha de Rababa. There is no Eidechot. That's a plain case of might even make
sense.
But the case, Cham Sheidana, Cham Sheidana, we apply the klal of Nascha de Rababa. Rababa said it in the case where there is an Eidechot. When the Gemara applies his din, in the case of Chamshe, I say you owe me $100, and you say Chamshe dana, Chamshe lo dana. That's a shvuas moed b'miktsas. It's not a shvuas eidechon. You don't say he has to swear. You don't say shekenek dechoshen olash that I have to swear. The tavir doesn't swear. He pays. He pays over there. I don't think the Gemara doesn't not distinguish here between shvuas eidechon and shvuas moed b'miktsas. As far as Nascha Abba, it's the same. So these are the first two Mishnayos. Okay. What's the third and the fourth Mishnayos? Third and fourth Mishnayos, Ruhu Medaberes HaMechad. And the fourth Mishnah is Ruhu Meuberes. Hoysa Meuberes, Ramal Matib Shalu Bazeh. So let's go Ra'uha. Ru'uha midaberes, the Gemara has a machloikis, Zeiri and Ravasi. How do you translate the word midaberes? So Zeiri translates Nistira. She had yichud with that person. Stira with the person, yeah. We said there's a difference between yichud, I said, from the Avdei Nezer, says based on the Balat Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch, he says that there's a difference between yichud and stira. The Gemara says an Eishes Sish becomes Asur Abayla, a Saita Sofik becomes Asur Abayla if you had Kino Yastira. If you only had Stira, she doesn't become Asur Abayla. Only if you had first Kinoi, then you had Stira. Kino means the husband is master of the wife. He wants a wife, Altistri Mishploni, because he's Choshed her business. And then she goes ahead and she has Stira, so then Kino Yastira Asa. But if you only have Yichud, you only have Stira, that alone does not Asa. So the Avnei Nezer has a few tshuvas, but he quotes from the Balat Tanya. He says there's a major difference between stira and yichud. Yichud means that you have a business and you have a lot of secretaries and a lot of lawyers there and a big office full of people. At the end of the day, everybody leaves. At the end of the day, it turns out that there's one man over here, one woman over there, and they're left there for an hour, and it's not bailable ear. So they're in violation of the din of yichud. They violated din. That's not called stira. Stira is only if the man and the woman, went into the room together. When we say a saita sofik becomes asur al baila till she drinks the maim amarim, saita sofik is only if you had first kino and then stira. Stira does mean that they did yichud. Stira means that they both went into a room together. So in that sense, yichud is mochomer than stira. Then you have cases where stira is mochomer than yichud. For example, there's no Issa Yichud with a girl with her father. There's no Issa Yichud. A girl of her father is no Issa Yichud. What if the husband is Choshed the wife? She's having an affair with her own father. And he warns her, Altistri with your father. Don't have a stira with your father because I'm Choshed your business. And she says that you're a paranoid, you're a meshugana. But she goes ahead and she has stira with her father. So strictly speaking, that's mutter. There's no Issa Yichud. But that is considered stira, that alasa labaila. If it was preceded with a kinoi, if the husband was master of the wife, don't be altistri with your father, even though I'll be hilchas yichud its mutter, but he warned her in advance, and then she goes and she has this, she goes into the room together with her father, then she'll become asur al baila. So the cases where there's a heta yichud, but it's still called stira. The cases where there's an issa yichud, if they're the last ones in the office, and they stay there for an hour, that's a violation of yichud, but it's not called stira. It's only stira tasa labaylo if they went in together. That's what the Avnei Nezer has in the Chuli. He quotes from the Balat Tanya.
Reminds me, Rabbi told
the other day with the Ferris wheel.
Yes.
Somebody said that the Sheva Alta said, is this Sheva Alta said in the office and everybody's leaving, so they didn't.
No, he said Sheva Al Tasa. You don't say Yehareg Bal Yaver. That's what he said. The din of Yehareg Bal Tosfos says Yehareg Bal Yaver is only you shouldn't violate Avodah Zarah Vashir Chazdam Bekum Yaseh. But if you violate Sheva Al Tasa, let's say the woman is Karka Oilam. So someone comes to be Ma'anis and Eishes Ish, and he says, "If you're going to fight, I'm going to kill you. If you resist, I'm going to kill you." So Ishi Muchiv to resist. So that's 2 days in Tosis.
So here, as far as the Aver is concerned, there's no difference.
Isa Yichud can be violated with Sheva Al Tasa. There could be that they violated the Isa Yichud. Yeah, they did violate the Isa Yichud. But he tines that whenever the Aver is violated with Sheva Al Tasa, you don't say Yehareg Bal Yaver. That's 2 days in Tosis. That's the also machlekes. There's a steer in Shulchan Aruch where they say Yehareg Bal Yaver only on Arayis itself, actual Gili Arayis, or even on Abizrayu of Gili Arayis. So that's a steer in Shulchan Aruch between Kuf Nun He and Kuf Nun Zayin. That's a steer.
She should have gone down, she shouldn't have gone down.
It's a sexveke. It's a sexveke. Somehow you don't say Yehareg Bal Yaver on Abizrayu. And others hold you do say Adam is right, but you thought it's B'Shev Al Tasa over here. She's not fine. It's a Svek Svek Al HaKal that you really shouldn't say Yehareg Bal Yaver here because it's Shev Al Tasa. It's also not actually Gilei Arayis. It's only Ab Yisrael with Gilei Arayis, right? And then there's a third suffix also where the Nida is an Issa. The girl was single. She wasn't an Eshes Ish. Where the Nida is called Gilei Arayis, also not so poshut. Because we said several times, he said that Nida has Kares, but Kiddushin HaTovsin and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So it's clearly an exception to the rule. The rule usually is whenever there's Kares, and Kiddushin HaTovsin and the Vlad Mamzer. So there's a Machlek, the Rambam says, in what way is it an exception to the rule? So the Rambam says a few times, HaNida B'chlal HaRais, so Nida is HaRais, and you would say Yehareg Bal Yaver. It's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that it's Gili HaRais, Kiddushin HaTovsin and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. And the Rabbi Natam says, no, the fact that Kiddushin HaTovsin and the Vlad is not a Mamzer shows that despite the fact that it has Kares, it's not Gilei Arayis. It's an exception to that rule, that usually all these Surid Biyah that have Kares are Gilei Arayis, so Nida has an Issa Kares and it's not Gilei Arayis. You have Kares where it's not Gilei Arayis. Echel Chametz B'Pesach, Echel B'Yom Kippur, Yidu Malacha B'Shabbos. Not every Kares is Gilei Arayis. But usually, Isuri Biyah that have Kares are called Gilei Arayis. So the Rabbi Natam holds, Nida is an exception. It's not. He said Beferish. The Sefer Yoshi, you don't say Yehareg Bal Yaver. The Rambam is Kamat Mefurish that you do say Yehareg Bal Yaver.
Would Abizrayu include the Rabbanans also? Because
it's in Yichud of Pnei Nami Darisa anyway? Here, she's a Nida. It's Yichud of a Nida. Yichud of a Pnei is only the Rabbanan. The Shach quotes from the Megillas Esther. Gilas Esther is the commentary on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam to defend the Rambam from all the Hasagas of the Ramban. So the Shach quotes from the Sefer Gilas Esther that you don't say Yehareg Bal Yaver on the Rabbanans. You only say Yehareg Bal Yaver on Anisa Deraisa. You don't say on the Rabbanans. So the Rebbe Kiveger has a taina against the Shach. Why does he quote that you don't, Achidish, that you don't say Yehareg Bal Yaver on the Rabbanans? There are Yisurim that are deraisa. You also don't say Yehareg Bal Yaver. A mamzeris li Yisrael, and a grusha l'koyin, and a mona l'koyin gadol, where there's no Issa Kares. By Nisa de Rabbanan, there's no Kares. So it's a davar poshut, you don't say Yehareg Bal Yaver. The Shach writes, on shnius l'arayis, there's no Yehareg Bal Yaver because it's only the Rabbanan. So the Rabbi Kevega says, it's a davar poshut like, shnius is only made the Rabbanan, even grusha l'koyin. And Mamzeres Lisa, where it's an Issa deraisa, also you don't say Yehareg Bal Yaver. You only say Yehareg Bal Yaver with his chorus. So on the Rabbanans, there's no chorus. Of course, there's no Yehareg Bal Yaver. That's Rebbe Kivega's kasha on the bottom of the page. He asked on the Shach, why did the Shach only say Achidish, that there's no Yehareg Bal Yaver on Shnius LaRais on the Rabbanans? The reason didn't Yehareg Bal Yaver on an Issa deraisa if it's only Allah. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and the Igris Moshe gives a teretz on the kasha. He says Shnius La Arayis is an Isur Arayis mid the Rabbanon. So one would have thought a grusha lekayin and a mamzeres liyisrael, that's not called gili arai because no isa koris. You only say yarg val yavar on gili arayis. But shnius larayis was introduced by Shlaima Melech, a whole list of forbidden marriages because related to me. So one would have thought that midirabbanan, that's called gili arayis. So there should be yarg val yavar. So that's what the Shach wrote a chiddush. No, even though it's arayis, but it's only midirabbanan. So nebi say yarg val yavar and then he said midirabbanan. That's Rabbi Moshe Feinstein comes to Farem for Rabbi Kivegis Kasha against the Shach. Why did the Shach only write the smaller chiddush that you don't say Yehar Gval Yava by Shnius? Should have said a bigger chiddush. You don't even say Yehar Gval Yava by Laban, the Raisa. Rabbi Moshe says no. The Shnius La Raisa is a bigger chiddush.
How do we know when a Raisa can be violated by Shev El Tafte as a problem? How do we know that if it's saying the is a problem by
Shev El Tafte. How do we know what?
Like we said, they are Valyavar, okay, but Shev El Tafte, you don't have to give up your life. We said
that's 2 days in Taisus, yeah.
Right, I'm saying that.
Well, the Karko Elam. Right. We had that on the Gimel on the base. But the Gemara says Karko Elam, you don't say Harig Valyavar. The Gemara was asking a question, so why didn't you say Harig Valyavar? So the Gemara answered, and that Kasha Karko Elam. So Tosis had 2 days. What about the other question? Well, Esther Gili Arayis Avi. So one day in Tosis said, "That's a double portion. Of course, we don't say Yehar Gval Yavah B'Shevi Altas." And the other day in Tosis says, "No, Shevi Altas only a heter in Farhesia. It's not a heter in Gili Arayis." So there's 2 days.
Okay, but why can't then what are the darim? When do we assume the death while every Esther and the Tzar can be is violated also by Shevi Altas?
Is the Raisurim can be violated by Shev Al Tasa, yes. Bia is the woman is often Shev Al Tasa. Isuri Bia, the woman is Karko Elam, and the husband and the man does the Pu'ula, and the woman just sits there. That Aver can be violated by Shev Al Tasa.
Yeah.
The only question is, what did he say? You heard, well, Yahweh be Shev Al Tasa. So that's 2 days in Tosis. And it's 2 days in Taisus and 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, when they say Yehar Gval Yavar by Ab Israel. That's really a sex faker. Yeah. Again, so the Mishnah records Mishnah's Gimel and Dalet over here with this Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Yeshua. Mishnah is Gimel and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel, we're talking about whether the woman is Nivela L'Pasul Apsala. So what's the case? So it's a machlekes Iri and Ravasi. Ravasi says when it says in the Mishnah Midaberis, it means Nivala. How does the word Midaberis come to mean Nivala? It's a totally different word. The Gemara says it's a Loshon Nekiya. Where do you find such a Loshon Nekiya? You have in Mishlei, when Shlomo Melech is writing about the prostitute, that she argues the case for her profession. She says she doesn't force anyone to use her services. They're free to be with her, anybody, or not to be with anybody, and they pay her the money out of their own free will. So she's defending that she doesn't do anything wrong. So the pasuk uses the lashon ochlo, she eats umochza pia, she wipes off her face. The yomer lo palti kol oven, and she says I didn't do anything wrong. That's the taina that the prostitute has. So the lashon ochlo umochza pia doesn't really go she ate. Means that she does znus. She does znus, and she says, "I'm not doing anything wrong." So just like the pasuk in Mishlei uses a loshon nekiya, so too the Mishnah says midaberes. It doesn't really mean midaberes; means nivala. What do you need two Mishnahs to say the same thing? Nivala. The Reisha is nivala. The Sefer is muberes. The same thing. Nivala. Both nivala. So they're saying the same thing. So the Gemara says, "No. Chod alahach sheba, v'chod alahach shebibito." The Reisha tells me that the halacha ke Rabbi Gamliel, that we don't have to be concerned. Maybe she's nivala l'pasala. And the Sefer tells me that the vlad is not a sofik bamzer. Chod alahach sheba v'chod alahach shebibito. Why is it a bigger chiddush on the bito than on the bo? Ad kedei kach that it's a machlokes. Some amoraim hold even according to Rabbi Gamliel. That nemenes we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel nemenes l'divrei hamachshava poisel bevito. We wouldn't hold like that, but Rabasi claims that the Reisha and Sefer both go nivala. The Reisha medaberes means nivala. The Sefer muberes is nivala, and so why do you need two Mishnayos? It's the exact same thing. So Rav Asi holds b'feirush chod alach shabar chod alach shabibita. So there are others who held not so. Other Amoraim held not so. Rabbi Gamliel is only machshabah because she has a cheskas kashrus. Now she's 19 years old. So in the first 19 years of her life, she was not nivel ol apostolom. So now we have a suffix. We see she was nivela by somebody, but we don't know who he is. So she claims that lekosha nevalti. So she has nemanis because she has a cheskas heter lekahuna. But in the sefer, when there's a vlad involved, the vlad mitchilas itzirasoi, there was a suffix whether the vlad is a mamzer or not. So despite the fact that the vlad doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, Rabbi Gamliel still says we're machshon on the vlad. That's what Rav Asi learned. The Reisha is Lahach Sheba and the Sefer is Lahach Shebebita, despite the fact that the Bas, the Vlad, the son or the daughter, didn't have a Cheskas Kashas. So why Taka Ayamekel in the Sefer? If you hold that, that's how we pass on Halacha. The man of Mach Sheba, Mach Shebebita. The Gemara makes it to Yufta, in the middle of Amad Beis, the Gemara is going to make it to Yufta against Rav Asi, that his Pshat is not correct. We learn Pshat in the Reisha, Medaberis means Nistera. And the Sefer Muberis means Vaday Nivla Baharai, that she's walking around, she's pregnant. We don't hold like Rav Asi, that the Reisha and the Sefer are both the same thing, that they're both Nivla. We say the Reisha goes Nistera. But still, we paskin Laman Machshaba, Machshaba Bita. We Machshaba even in the Vlad. The question is why. So that's a big dispute. He said there's a Tosis later called Beis, where Tosis discusses Arashi and Kiddushin. So one way to learn, we was at Tosis, not Chabes. I've got already. Chavav. So what's the issue? So some Rishonim say, man the machshabah machshabibito, that the bas does have a cheskas kash. Why? Cheskasay mehanya levlad. The whole shorish of the suffix on the vlad, whether the vlad is a mamzer or not, the whole root of the suffix is, it's not a suffix that begins with the vlad. Suffix is who is the boil. So who is the boy was relevant for the woman? Did she become Nivela L'Pasala? So since in the Shorish HaSafik, who was the boy, the woman has a Cheskas Heter Lekuna, Cheskas Kashrus, so the Cheskas Ha'eim, Mehanya L'Vlad, because the Safik on the Vlad is rooted in the Safik on the mother. Was she Nivela to Apostle? Was she Nivela to a Mamzer or not? So that's one opinion. Cheskas Ha'eim, Mehanya L'Vlad. Other Rishonim say, yeah, Rashi says there in Kiddushin, Cheskas, Tosfos says like that, Cheskas ein ma'anya levlad, because we pask, man the machshava, machshava bita. And they're not happy with Rashi. Rashi also said, Cheskas ein ma'anya levlad, but Rashi only says, if the aim is bo lidon lefaneinu, if there's a diun on the mother, whether she's nivel or l'posel or psala, so, and we only use the Cheskas ein to be mekel on the aim, to be machshava the aim, she's not nivel ol apostle psala. So since we were paskening on the Rashi holds cheskas aim is only good on the aim. It can't go directly on the vlad. But if you pasken, if the aim is bo lidan lefaneinu, there's a dion on her. Was she nivel ol apostle? And we're relying on cheskas aim. That cheskas aim mahanya levlad. But if the mother is dead already, a long time ago, the mother is dead. There's no dion on the mother whether she's muteris lekuhuna. There's only a dion on the vlad. Then Rashi says cheskas ein lo mahanya levlad. It's only good if now we're being done on the aim. So migu that the chazaka is good on the aim. So it's going to be good on the vlad as well. And then there was a third opinion in the Rishonim. That's the Rialovan. Tosfos says since the shorish hasafik on the vlad, whether the vlad is a mamzer or not, safik mamzer. The shorish hasafik is. Who was the aim mizana with? So the cheskasayim mahanya levlad. We know there's a cheskasayim. What does it bother me if the aim is dead already? Whether she is bala fenein or not bala fenein? There's a cheskasayim. So cheskasayim mahanya levlad. That's what we disagree. There was one mandama man the machshaba poisel bebito because the bas has no cheskas heter and we don't pass like that. The cheskasayim mahanya levlad. The Rashi says yeah. Rashi in kedushin. Cheskasayim mahanya levlad. If the aim is bal lidan lefaneinu, so that we're using the chazaka to paskan on the aim. So once you're using it to paskan on the aim, then you can use it also to paskan on the vlad. But if the mother is not bal lidan lefaneinu, then cheskasayim lo mahanya levlad. Despite the fact that the shorish, the whole suffix on the vlad, is the who is the boil and the boil agabi the mother, there's a cheskasayim. It wouldn't work. And then the third opinion, was in the Chidush Eri Alavan on the sugya, he says, no, man the machshava machshav bebito, cheska seim lo mahanyel of lad at all. Never mahanyel of lad, not even what Rashi, not like Rashi, not Tosfos. But the whole story of the diyun on the vlad is a suffix, the worst it could be, the vlad is a suffix mamzer. So suffix mamzer is mutam in atayra, based on exeris akosa. Even if you hold usually, sveka deraisa l'chumre, but suffix mamzer is mutam in atayra, that's a pasuk. So midir abonon, they made a chumre, my loss to biyuchsen, they introduced a chumre, that suffix mamzer is asur. So, but over here, the mother has the manas to say that the blood is not a mamzer. Totally unrelated to chazaka. No chazaka. The mother has no manas. And that was the shaila that we mentioned. Dain Grosnas raised the shaila and he asked Rav Elwell and he said, so good to shaila. Is it the mother has no manas, but Torah's mother? Usually the father has no manas to say that the child is a mamzer. Because the pasuk says, as a pchor ben asnua yakir. Yakir is an emanis. The father has an emanis to say who is the pchor, what's the chiddush. It's biyoda, he can give more the money now while he's alive. No, it's a, the father's nemah to say that his wife has a few children. He says the second child, who's 10 years younger than the first child, he is the pchor. How can he be the pchor? The other one is 10 years older. The first one is not my child. His nemah to say the first one is a mamzer. So he learned from that pasuk as a pchor ben asnua yakir. Yakirena lacherim, the father's nema to establish who is the pchor, despite the fact that the one that he's saying the pchor is not the oldest child of his wife, and he was always married to his wife. And he says the first child is a mamzer. So you see, from that pasuk, the father is nema to say I'm one of his children who was assumed to be his child. Now he says he's not my child. He was always assumed to be his child. He's nema to say the child is a mamzer. But we have a pasuk that says that the mother is nemanis to declare that someone is a mamzer. So that's on the level of the Raisa, there's no nemanis on the mother. But on the level of the Rabbana, by a Suffolk Mamza, Suffolk Mamza is only awesome the Rabbanan, there's no such Isa the Raisa, on a Suffolk Mamzer, so the mother has nemanis to say that he's not a Mamza. The whole Chumra of Suffolk Mamza only the Rabbanan, so they gave nemanis to the mother. That's one way to explain it. Or the other way to explain it was not a nemanis of a mother. What are you inventing a new nemanis? A mother's nemanis to be Marsha. Usually, you say mamzeris is like a davisha b'yerva. You should need two edim. Eidecho wouldn't be believed. But the only, you're not dealing with a real mamzer in a Torah. You're not talking about a real din there. I said, talking about a suffix mamzer. The worst it is over here is a suffix mamzer. The woman was nibala. She's muberis. We don't know from whom. So we say midirabbanim. My loss of yuchsin. The child is a suffix mamzer. So if you're only dealing with a suffix mamzer, it's only the rabbanon. There you can say eidecho nemen b'yisurim. So the Afkamina will be, that's the Dain Grosnas had the case, the mother's dead already, and the mother's sister comes to Bezdin and she says, I know that my sister had an affair with a guy. So if the mother with Kesez and Shulchan Aruch, a woman is married, and her husband is in the war, he's in Afghanistan for the last 3 years, all of a sudden she has a baby. Where does she have a baby? The husband hasn't been here in the last 3 years. So obviously the baby is a mamzer. The baby will normally be a mamzer unless the father of the baby is an achri. Akam abal basisol, the vlad is not a mamzer, bein beish, bein bepnuya, bein beishesish. That's how the Gemara says, that's how we paskin. Bein bepnuya, bein beishesish, nochre abal basisol, afilo eishesish, the vlad is not a mamzer. So the Mechaber writes in Eben Ezer, if a married woman has a baby, 3 years after her husband left, husband is not around the last 3 years. So we assume that babies are mamzer. But if the mother says, la'akum nevalti, she had an affair with a goy, then mother is the manas to make it that the child is not a mamzer. That says in Shulchan Aruch. So the child is here, the mother is dead already. The mother is not around. But the mother's sister says, I know the story. My sister had an affair with an achri and she had a vlad. So would that be nemenis or not? Would you say nemenis? You say, if you're dealing with a case where it's only a suffix mamzer, the holy Isur is only midirabbanon. So therefore, when we're Makel, Rabbi Gamaliel says, Nemenes, she's Nemenes. Is the Nemenes B'Torah's mother? So only the mother is Nemenes? Or is Nemenes B'Torah's Eidechot Nemen Yisurim? And the Eidechot will come and say, I know for a fact that the child is not a mamzer because she was Mazana with a goy. Then the Eidechot would be Nemenes. So that was what Rav Elwell said. He doesn't know. Shad is a good to Shaila.
A similar case in Kiddushin where there are a few babies and the Aledas and the fellas which one is which?
Yeah, they're what?
It says, to say this one's fine, the lady that once a month, she has the amenas to dictate which one is which. She was a rush about it.
The Mishnah says that the Mialedes is Nemenes, Achai and Nemenes. Achai is Nemenes to say which one is a man. Which one. Well, we know that there is a Vaday Mamzer here. The two women gave birth to a baby. One woman is a Mamzer, the other woman is not. So we know one of the babies is a Mamzer, just don't know which one is the Mamzer and which one is not. That's a Nikva Yisura. That's a Nikva Yisura. We know for sure that there's a Mamzer. I don't think we would say Sofik Mamzer, it's Mutta Menatur over there. That's a Sofik Mamzer, that's Sveka Deraisa L'chumer. Sofik Mamzer Mutta Menatur only applies when there's no Ikva Yisura. Here it's a Tarubis. You know for sure one baby is a Mamzer, one baby is not a Mamzer. So Erechot should not be believed over there. So that's a special nemanus that they gave to the Chaya. So Shalah, how does it work? But that's a special nemanus from the Rabbanon, yeah.
How is it similar to the case of the father that the Torah gives him the Raisa, he's not on the person's mom there? Here the mother is saying, right, the baby's not, or here the mother saying the baby's not.
Not a mamzer, right. The Isha Mamzerah should be considered a Dovish Abiyah, but should not, Erechot should not be believed to say in either direction. Erechot should not be believed to say the baby is a Mamzer, the baby is not a Mamzer. Just like Cholol, the opening Mishnah in Makkos. The Mishnah talks about Eidim testify someone is a Cholol, and then they're Huzmu. So the Mishnah discusses why you don't give the din. The Gemara and the Mishnah discusses why there's no din of Kasha Zama. So we mentioned, according to the Nesivis, the Dinam Kasha Zamam only applies, Vehini Yacheka Eid, only Kamak Mishanemer Eid Hare Kan Shnayim. The Din of Kasha Zamam only applies when it's a Hagodah Seidus that required Al Pidin Shnei Eidim Sherem. In Mamas and the Fashas, and the Dovisha Bieber, where you require two Eidim. Let's say it's a case of Eid Echonem and Bisurim. I was away out of town. I come back after Shabbos, and my next neighbor says, "Oi, all the wine in your refrigerator is treif." A guy came and he poured out all the wine. So he made everything treif. Oh, she tells me that all the chicken in the refrigerator is treif. The guy cooked it with butter. I have no way of telling. So and then they're mazim the next door neighbor. They're mazim the next door neighbor was also away for Shabbos. She wasn't even there. So the guy said, "This sofik, would there be a din of Kasha Zama? When Erecha testified in Isir, and then Yamazim and Erecha, would there be a din of Kasha Zama?" So Zayis discusses that he thinks that yes. So the Nesivis says it's wrong. He says, whenever the Gemara has a klal the first half in Saita, Komakim Shanem Eid, Harei Kan Shnayim, whenever it says, unless it says Eid Echad, unless it says Leokim Eid Echad Beish, it says Eid Echad. But if it would only say Eid, it's Harei Kan Shnayim. Here it says, Vihine, Eid Sheker Ho Eid, Sheker Ho Eid, Asisim Lak Hazam Lassam Yachad. So he says the din of Hazam only applies when the Halacha requires two kosher Eidim. So how does the Mishnah have the whole discussion in the first place? Mishnah discusses when Mazim the Yedim who said that Pliny and Pliny achalolim. So you see from the Pasha Bishat in the Mishnah that to establish that someone is a Cholol is considered a Dovish Abiyah, but you really need two Yedim. To establish someone is a Mamzer, not a Mamzer, Cholol, not a Cholol, a Zayna, Grusha, all of these things, Chalashem and Agavra, personal status, that Pashta says from that Mishnah, that's called Eidech and Nemavisim. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam gives as an example. Eidechot is Nemavisim. So the Rambam says, let's say the Eidechot says that this is Chazer. There's some food here. Eidechot says, I know for a fact that this is Chazer. And then someone goes and he's about to eat it. So the two Eidim say, don't eat it. The Eidechot said that it's Chazer. You eat it, you're going to get Malkus. I don't care. And then he goes and he eats it. So the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi, Hu Yisa Ratzma Be'Eidechot Yuchzak. You can't give Malkus based on Eidechot. If Eidechot comes and says, he ate the Chazer, and he denies it, even if he admits it, doesn't matter what he says. Hadas Badin doesn't work in Malkus. So if Eidechot comes and he says, the fellow ate the Chazer, you don't give Malkus. But if two Eidim come and they say, he ate the Chazer, how do they know it's Chazer? Eidechot said that it's Chazer. So it boils down to you giving the Malkus based on Eidechot. So the Rambam quotes to Yerushalmi, that's okay. Hu Yisa Ratzma Be'Eidechot Yuchzak. Even though to establish that it was Chazer, there's only Eidechot, so that's good. So the Rambam gives us an example. He says, Eidechot comes and he says, this girl is a grusha. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. Then a kohen goes and he marries her. And they say, two Eidim say, what are you doing? She's a grusha. He says, I don't care. So the Rambam gives us an example. Eid Echad is believed to establish that the girl is a grusha, zayna, chalala, lekayin, that later on, if two Eidim will say that he violated the Issa, they give malchus. The Ram holds Eid Echad is nema to establish the girl as a grusha, that's called Eid Echad nema visurim. And the Tosfos Rid disagrees with that Rama. The Shita, the Shev Shmaitzer quotes Tosfos Rid, the Gemara in Kiddusha, Dav Samach Vav, I'll be Pashtus reads against the Rama. And that's the Nesivis, the first Mishnah in Makkos, sounds to be against the Rama. Whenever you're testifying on a Chal Hashem, on a person is a Cholol, a Mamzer, a Zayna. So the Pashtus says all those cases, Chal Hashem on a Gavra, is treated like a Dovah Shebi Erva.
But all those cases, I have to say, that from Nizaman to Rechala, here, right, we said, Nidareitza, it's a suffix, and really Nidareitza is no problem.
Right.
So for the mother to say that this child say
To say that a woman is an Eshishish or not an Eshishish, either direction is a Dovah Shebi Erva. Erechad is not Neman. To say in either direction. To say that meis baila, in either direction, the din should be that you need to aid him. Midirabbana, they said to say meis baila, eid echad is neman. But to say loy meis baila, they never said eid echad is neman. Eid echad is not neman to say loy meis baila. But if you have eid echad comes and says meis baila, and tuch de diba, another eid echad comes and says loy meis baila, then you don't say it's chad gabi chad. It's not chalak abichad. The one who said meis baila has nemonis, midirabbanon. The one who says loy meis has no nemonis. Not minatora, not midirabbanon. It's not chalak abichad. Chalak abichad is only if they have equal nemonis. Trey or trey, if they have equal. Here it's not chalak abichad. It's a different rule. Eid echad b'hakosh alav klumi. You have no right to accept the testimony of an eid echad if at the time that he gives the hagodah, he's bo b'hakosh. But the eid echad says meis or loy meis has ain't a nemon. Whenever it's an issue of Dovah Shebi Erva, Eid Echad is not Neman in either direction. So the Shad is here, but the whole issue you're dealing with is only Sofik Bamzer Midirabbanon. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says they were Mekel, that the mother has Nemonis. That's the Shaila. Is Rabbi Gamliel Mekel because of Chazoke, or because of Nemonis, or because of a Tziruf? There are four possibilities. Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad, only if Bo Lidin Lefaneinu. Tosfos says no. Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad, Afilu Loi Bo Lidin Lefaneinu. The third sheet that could be the Ria Lovin on Ksuba says not Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad. The mother is Nemenis. We can say a Tziruf for both. You need Rabbi Gamliel says Nemenis. He said Nemenis. Sounds like Nemonis. Maybe it's Nemonis. It's only bit Tziruf with the Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad. Maybe there are four possibilities over here. The Loshan in the Mishnah, Nemenis, sounds like it has to have something to do with the Nemanis of the mother. So Mikir Adin, to say about Mamzeris, Eid Echad is not believed to say in either direction. But because it's only a Sofik Mamzer, the worst it's going to be is the Rabbanon. So that's why there's room to say they only treated Sofik Mamzer like Eid Echad Nemen Bisur. Mamzer Deraisa, you treat like a Dovah Shebi Erva. Eid Echad wouldn't be believed to say in either direction. Yes, Mamzer, no Mamzer. But ho, over here, Sofik Mamzer, the whole issue is only an issue of the Rabbanon. So there you can say Echad Nemen Bisur, even the sister would be Nemanis. Or you should say, no, it's an Amanis B'Torah's mother. They invented, just like there's an Amanis B'Torah's father, Yakir, so they made an Amanis B'Torah's mother. And if the mother is not here, and the sister comes and says, maybe sister is an Amanis. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll do it. Yigimel Amabes, Tov.